I can't believe he said that either. But what did you expect when you tuned in? Here's Gruber.
We were told it was a generational problem. We were told by Barack Obama that ISIS would be here for years and years to come. Update, ISIS has been crushed nearly completely. The caliphate gone. The final offensive is over. And though there is some debate over whether or not it's actually finally done or there could be a couple of days left, it's the first time for many reporters that they've been in Syria that the bombs have stopped dropping and the guns have stopped firing. Some of those near the front line said that the caliphate has come to an end and the brutal empire that once ruled over more than 8 million people is gone, pounded into oblivion by the policies of the United States and others, but primarily because this president, Donald Trump, willed it to happen. Remember, we were told by Barack Obama that it's a generational problem. They're going to be here. Well, no. No, they're not. Over the last 5 days, Fox News was on the front line witnessing the last major offensive up close with U.S.-backed SDF forces attacking ISIS from three sides, pushing the fighters back house to house, tent to tent, against the Euphrates River. The town Baghouz, easy to see how they hid for so long, not just in tunnels but trenches and hundreds of cubby holes covered by tarps which blend in perfectly to the dirt. In the end, most surrendered. In fact, since the start of the year, 60,000 have given up. There's a major concern about what to do with the camps because some have retreated to camps in the desert. The SDF, which is the U.S.-backed Syrian Defense Forces, asked the U.S. for support in setting up a tribunal to prosecute the offenders. We'll see how that goes. But the big takeaway here is the fact that Donald Trump persevered to go over ISIS. We were told it would be there, and we were just going to have to deal with it. It's not true. And I think that Barack Obama should be held to account for what he said, because that just, it wasn't true then, and it's not true today, certainly. And speaking of the Obama administration, Joe Biden, as you well know, is ready to run for president. Joe Biden, he's gearing up. And in fact, he had a slip of the tongue last week, basically saying he was already running. It's going to come in April. Here's what he's waiting on. Joe Biden wants to make sure that when he comes out, he's got piles of cash to talk about. Because Bernie got about $6 million, and Beto the Feckless got just over $6 million in the first day of the campaign. Biden wants to say, listen, I got $10 million or $15 million. And he doesn't care if it comes from small donors or where it comes from. Biden wants to make sure that he has a big splash and a big pile of cash to say, here's the money we brought in. And the stories are circulating more prevalently now that he's also going to consider announcing his running mate right from the beginning. And his running mate, Stacey Abrams, the Georgia Democrat who failed in her bid to become governor. The Georgia Democrat who, after she didn't win, started talking about voter fraud and disenfranchisement and refused to concede and made a mockery of the whole thing in Georgia, make people think that somehow the election was stolen. Newsflash, it wasn't. So bring Stacey Abrams on. I think that's a terrible decision, but hey, whatever. She a black woman on the ticket, that doesn't bother me at all. But a person who was talking about how she got cheated out of winning and refused to concede and called into question the whole process because she lost, that's not somebody you want to run with. You want somebody who can stand up and be dignified when they lose. When you lose, say, listen, I lost. I'll do better next time. I'll work harder. I'll find more inroads. I'll find more voters. Don't sit up there and say, they cheated. The white guy cheated me out of it. Nonsense. Nonsense. But Abrams has met with Biden in Washington, did it last week, to discuss her political moves. You know, and the big picture of this debate shows some lack of confidence among the insiders on Biden's team about being out of step with the times. I mean, there are a lot of things that he said during the course of his career. He was against the busing efforts in the 1970s. He's staunchly against reparations. He says, I'm not going to pay for something that happened 300 years ago. We've got that quote somewhere. And, of course, reparations also being pushed now by those running for the Democratic nomination. You've got, that's the latest thing to get onto the list, that somehow we should pay reparations. People that, like myself, for example, my family fought in the Civil War for the North, fought on the side to liberate and end slavery. So should I be included in the reparations payments? Because we actually had a relative die at Gettysburg. Just a relative of mine died at Gettysburg, freeing the slaves, if you will. Do I get a check for that? Of course not. Don't be ridiculous. But it goes on. By the way, Steve Bannon, need to get him back on the program here. Need to talk to him again. Steve Bannon, former White House chief strategist, lightning rod for sure. He says it's not Biden you need to worry about. It's Beto the Feckless, Beto the clown car driver, O'Rourke, and Kamala Harris. That ticket, he says, poses the greatest threat to Donald Trump in 2020. O'Rourke Harris. Beto on the ticket with Harris is the most dangerous ticket for Trump, he said to the Daily Beast. But don't forget the vampire is still alive, Hillary Clinton, Bannon added. 2016 Democratic presidential nominee has said she's not running this cycle, but nobody quite believes her. O'Rourke launched his campaign, raising $6.1 million. Harris picked up a pile of cash as well when she started, facing off against several other prominent politicians, including Bernie Sanders, who I believe still has the odds-on favorite from where I stand. I think Bernie Sanders, because of his support, $6.1 million, and he has a very solid group of people behind him. As far as the supporters go, they're staunch. And if you've got a race between 12 and 14 people, you only need 15 or 18% of the vote to come out on top. That might be what he has in his pocket. And remember, he won places like Michigan, which will be key. Meanwhile, AOC is defending the Green New Deal and says the narrative is being manipulated by Donald Trump and others in that it's not really what they say it is, except that it's exactly what they say it is because I'm one of those that's saying it, and I've read the Green New Deal, and I've got the documents. So what I say it is what's in it, and, well, we just go by what you wrote there, Alexandria. We just go by, you are adorable, by the way. 52 after on a Friday.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click health and safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.